الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa There are many, many ayat of the Quran Sharif on zikr, and there are many ahadith Sharif on zikr. But this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Azkuruni Azkurkum. You remember me, I remember you. Allah Ta'ala says, you remember me, I will remember you. It is such an ayat that it is sufficient for any ashik to get wajd over it. Ki hum jaise gando ko Allah yaad karega. Any ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, any person with little bit of iman to fazkuruni azkurkum tum mujhe yaad karo main tumhe yaad karunga kya hum yaad ke qabil hai so in reality we should be remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without expectation of any kind of reward That is the true ashik. That he is not in need of rewards. He is not in expectation of rewards. The only reward he wants is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must become his. Allah ta'ala must remember him all the time. Not, although because it is in the Hadith Sharif, because in the Quran Sharif that we must ask for Jannat, therefore we ask for Jannat. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes ours, then everything is ours. The maza of Jannat we will get on earth if Allah Ta'ala becomes ours. The enjoyment of the ni'mats of Jannat, some taste of that Allah Ta'ala will give us here. The greatest ni'mat being sukoon of the qalb. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to remember Him. And 120 times now we have heard the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala means that you must remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in every action, every deed, every move, every speech, every sight and gaze, every listening, every walk, every talk, every eating, every drinking, every business, every marriage, every walima, whatever the occasion. Funerals, deaths, everywhere we must just ask what is Allah Ta'ala pleased with because that is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise not true remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. This zikrullah that we make, it is to bring that remembrance all the time. That when the person will keep on taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it will become entrenched in his heart, engraved on his heart. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will become engraved on his heart. One Allah wala with great sincerity he was making is the zikrullah. Then shaitan whispered and he heard a voice, it was shaitan, said that why are you wasting your time? Whole night you making zikrullah and tahajjud and making all ibadat, but you're not getting any reply from Allah Ta'ala. तुम्हें तो कोई जवाब नहीं मिलता है तो खामखा क्यों सर कपाते हो Why are you wasting your time? If you Allah Ta'ala loved you, he would have given you some reply. वो तो कोई जवाब नहीं देता He's not giving you any reply and you're going on and on. So he left it and slept away. Same night he sees in the dream Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam tells him in the dream that why did you sleep away and Why did you curtail your zikr, which you used to normally make? He said, well, what I heard is the truth, that I am going on, and there's no reply from that side. He said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala giving you the tawfiq to take his name for the second time, that is the reply that I've accepted your first zikr. When you said Allah the first time, then that's the acceptance. That is why I gave you the tawfiq to take my name again. So the taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a reply from Allah ta'ala. Making salat is a reply from Allah ta'ala. Making ibadat is a reply from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The deep pain of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love that we experience, that gham that a person takes on his heart of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, the deep sighs that sometimes he has to take when he is tested for sabr, all that is a reply from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that my servant, I am with you. That is why if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is putting the person through a test, then he is the one that gives him again the sabr on that test. Many times I have given that example, that if the examiner has given a very, very difficult paper, when the candidate looks at the paper, he says, very difficult, I don't think I'll be able to answer this paper. And then that same examiner is walking past and he sees the candidate in deep thought. He says, what is the problem? He says, very difficult paper. He said, what is difficult? Put your hand into my hand, I will write the answers for you. Ha! Will that paper then be difficult? So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts somebody through the test, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives that person sabr over it, then it won't be difficult. Because Allah ta'ala gave the test. Now we have to turn towards him and say, Ya Allah, I'm extremely weak. This paper is very difficult. I can't bear it. This pain I can't take. This worry I can't take. This depressed state I can't take. This gham I can't take. This poverty I can't take. Because it is a test. So Allah, give me sabr on this. We don't ask for taklif. We don't ask for difficulties. We don't ask for musibat. We ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. But if it comes, then we again turn towards Him. Sabr may be Allah. Shukr may be Allah. Allah hi Allah. Har hal mein Allah. Har hal mein humare saath humara maula. Kisi ne ek Allah wale se pucha ki kya hal hai? What is your condition? Us shakhs ka kya hal puchte ho ki uska har kaam uski marzi ke mutabik hota hai. Says, what do you want to ask? How you are you feeling to a person that everything is happening according to his will? So he said, then you have become a kafir, na'uzubillah. How can everything happen according to your will? He said, bewakuf, you should have asked me what I meant by that. He said, I have made my marzi fana in the marzi of Allah Ta'ala. My wish, my pleasures, my desires, everything I've made fana in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever is His will is my will. So then everything is happening according to my will. If my Mawla keeps me in pain, then I say, my Mawla, that's from you. If my Mawla or my Allah gives me happiness, then I'm happy over that. If He gives me poverty, then I'm considering that as from Allah. If He gives me wealth, it is from Allah Ta'ala. If He takes me on safar, it is from Allah Ta'ala. And if He keeps me in hazar, it is from Allah Ta'ala. If He gives me high stages, it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And after all the ibadat, zikr and tilawat, trying to do everything that should be doing, if I don't get any kafiyat, then I'm still happy, it's from Allah Ta'ala. So, phir uska hal kya puchte ho? Everything is happening according to Allah Ta'ala's will, and Allah Ta'ala's will, I've made it my will. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala Himself has created, that make use of these means to get out of your problems and difficulties. But whatever is the final decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He makes Himself happy. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi se ek dafa Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi ne pucha. His Shaykh asked him, that is there any other darja higher than the darja of ikhlas? Now what can be higher than the darja of ikhlas? The person has got complete sincerity. That is, innamal a'malu binniyat. Now he's reached that stage where we say, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Now he has reached those high stages of ikhlas. So he said, is there any stage higher than that? He said, the stage higher than that, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah said, I can't think. He said, the stage higher than that is Radha bil Qadha. To be happy over whatever decision Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made. That stage is even higher than that. So that is the effort that is being made here. That give up our sins, bring into our lives Radha bil Qadha, make fana of our nafs, and get this rabt and taluk and connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives. We are not trying to take away that sweet, any kind of sweet, juicy mango. We are taking away the sour one, which we are clinging on to, because we haven't tasted the juicy, sweet one. Because the person has got the sour one, and we are telling him, look, give me that sweet, that mango that you have got, throw it away, because it's sour, I will give you another one. He said, no, probably you want to take mine away too and keep yours too. Bahut chalak malum hota hai ki meri bhi le lega aur aapki tumhari bhi rakh lega aur bhag jayega. Because you can, but he can see that that sour mango, that from his face he can see. You can make it out from the person's face if he is sucking on a lemon. Agar koi lemon ke upar muh mar raha hota hai, so you can make it out from his face. Will his face be a very smiling face? Then why do we call sour face then? The very fact that we call it sour face shows that the person's, that lemon is sour. So the Allah Wallahs can see that these people are sucking on lemon. But that person is enjoying it. He doesn't want to give it up. So now they give them a juicy mango. Sweet, delicious. Says, throw that away and take this one. And the person who gets a little bit of taste, then he doesn't want to go back again to that sour one. One falcon of a king landed in a place by mistake where there were a lot of owls. Sab ullu jamaate wa. Ullu ki basti. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah se ullu ki basti thi. All the owls and vultures were there. Now there was dead animals that were lying there. And these vultures were enjoying all that. Those who have been to India, and even here some places where there are a lot of vultures, they feed on dead animals, or where all the bones and carcasses are thrown. So they go and feed on that. So these vultures were enjoying it, the owls were enjoying it there, and then this falcon of the king landed there. So when all these owls and vultures saw the falcon, they said, oh, so you came here now, you want to take over our territory, our kingdom. You can see how we are enjoying here. So you want to become the king here. Just because you stayed with the king. We will do this to you and we'll do that to you. And we'll clip your wings and bash your head. You want to take over our territory. So the falcon said, you ullus, I don't feed on carrion and on dead meat. Main to badshah ke paas rehta hun. I stay by the badshah. He feeds me with what kind of meat, what do you know? What enjoyment I get in what he feeds me. It's by mistake that I happen to land here. But if you are going to touch me also, that king, if he comes to know, he will destroy each and every one of you. So I'm going from here. I haven't come to take over your territory, to you your territory. I don't feed on this kind of carrion. Ye hamari haqeeqat hai. We are enjoying carrion. We are like vultures enjoying carrion, dead meat on which vultures feed. Dead animals. TV, movie, porn, rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theatres. So that is that carrion that we are feeding on. That those dead animals, like vultures, we are going for it, like vultures. Now when some falcon comes from the king to us and tells us that give up this, this is carrion, this is filth what you are eating. Come with me, I take you to the palace of the king. where you will enjoy such delicious food, such luxuries, such happiness, such satisfaction. They say, no, we don't want to come there. So Allah Wala has come and they tell us, leave these sins of yours. Your discos, your cinemas, your rave clubs, your theatres and your gambling dens, your prostitute quarters, your adultery and fornication, give it up. It's like those dead animals. And you are feeding like vultures on it. So give it up. Come with us. We take you to the palace of the king. And not to the palace of the king, we take you to the palace of the king of all kings. We take you to the darbar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when he will come into your heart, then the kingdoms will come into your heart. He who has created the beauties of this world, how beautiful he must be. Put all the beauties of the world together. Who gave them beauty? It's Allah. So how beautiful that Allah must be. He who has put sweetness into the sugar cane. Millions and millions and millions or billions of tons of sugar cane have been harvested. How much of sweetness must be in the name of that Allah? So this is the call. It's not that you want to take away your juicy, sweet, delicious mango. We want to give you that. Just a little effort is required. We talk a lot about effort. This is the effort that we must make on our individual selves. That come out from those areas of sins and come to the palace of Allah. And then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq to understand this. Talk about philosophies. Philosophy of Islam, philosophy of this, philosophy of that. Understand this simple philosophy. That Allah Ta'ala is our creator, he is the giver of all bounties, and it is in his power to snatch away also those bounties whenever he wills. So the call is towards him, not towards the individual who is calling. Sometimes we think that the individual is calling towards himself, those Allahwalas are calling us towards them, so that we may line their pockets, so that we may give them good food, so that we may give them some clothing and shelter. Wallah, if he's an Allahwala, then his squeeze is not on any person's wealth or property. Why should it be when his gaze is on the giver of all ni'mats, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So let us get that connection. That is that connection that we need, the connection with Allah ta'ala. It must click somewhere. We must find that click taking place, that switch going on. And we will experience, we will realize that this connection has come.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
او مائی بلاور اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف مائی ہارٹ. Hawa and hirs, evil passions and desires, and hirs, greed, has engulfed my heart. The heart has become filled with nothing but impurities, with najasat, with filth. but we are not realizing it, that we are filling our hearts with filth. The heart was for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Heart was for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we are saying, oh Allah, clean and purify this heart. Mera ghaflat mein duba dil badal di. My heart which is drowning in the ocean of negligence, oh my Allah, change this condition.
Hawao hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein duba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de mera rasta dil badal de.
How long my Allah am I going to remain on the surface of this earth disobedient to you? In sins, in vices, in evils, in all the filthy attractions and distractions. How long? Daily janazas are moving towards the graveyard. And with speed, our time is also running out. We look back 50 years gone, 60 years gone, 70 years gone, 30, 40 years gone. Like a dream, it's all gone. So gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Ya Allah, change that direction now. Put me on sirat-e-mustaqim. Nadamat, shame, the person who's expressed, how long? Keep asking ourselves, how long will I continue disobeying my Allah? Will there be an end to it? Or will we wait until death brings upon an end to all activities of life? Whether it's sinful or good deeds, everything comes to an end. Excepting, of course, if the person has made some sadqah jariya, then he will keep getting the rewards. But like that, the life comes to an end. So why wait until they put us underground and throw sand above us? Stop those sins now. Stop it in its tracks. Don't wait for the angel of death to come and squeeze the soul out of our bodies. It'll be too late then. Every person will have to give up sins then. So hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. This is a majlis of zikr, and the same things I will repeat, because it is to create that kayfiyat in our hearts, to create that love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and to create that khawf and khashiyat. Both things are required. Al-imanu bayn al-khawf wal-raja. Dono ke darmiyan. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says, if the announcement is made that everyone is going to go to hell, only one person is going to go to Jannat, then I will have ummid and hope in Allah ta'ala that I will be that one that will go to Jannat. And if the announcement is made that everyone is going to go to Jannat and only one is going to go to the fire of Jahannam, he says, at that time Umar thinks that it could be that I am that only one that will go to the fire of Jahannam. Khawf and Raja.
Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے.
Every beat of my heart, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں. اللہ اللہ اللہ, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. Such enjoyment I get. Why should a person not get enjoyment in the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala, because He is the creator of all enjoyment and all sweetness and all happiness. So if His name settles in the heart, the person will enjoy. He will enjoy the closeness of Allah Ta'ala.
ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے, ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے, جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے, جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے.
My gaze must move away from everything besides you, O my beloved Allah. Person must be amongst everybody. He's still doing his business, he's still marrying, he's bringing up his children, he's traveling, he's enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, he's eating, he's drinking. Absolutely normal person he remains. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, the great mujaddid of his time, on one occasion he told Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said, "This walk yahan koi nahi hai, there's nobody here. So I want to tell you." The khulasa of what he said was this, that I want to tell you that I find myself alone. I've got so many thousands of murids, I've got so many thousands of students, I've got so much of people in the khanqa, I've got family, I've got wives, I've got children. I mean, he didn't have children, but he said, I've got my wife, I've got my khanqa, I've got this, I've got that, and I'm writing kitabs, and I'm going around for waaz and nasihat, and everything I'm doing. But I find myself alone with my Allah. وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. He says, I still find myself alone. That is why he told us, Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, if I had 1 lakh rupees, I would have given it to you. And Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that little couplet, which to us does not mean very much. But because that was his hal,
ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی.
All desires have left my heart. I've emptied my heart for you, O my Allah. Come into my heart. So outwardly they behave normal. They go to their businesses, they go to their homes, they have friends, they have Maurice, they have students, they have, or they are with their so many other activities of life, and they eat and they drink and they joke and they laugh and everything. But their hearts are with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is what we want. That every tamanna must go. Bas ek hi tamanna reh jaye. Bas ek hi tamanna reh jaye. Aur wo ye hai ki bas Allah mera ho jaye. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. People are asking different things from you. Oh Allah, I am asking you from you. Because if Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then everything is ours. All the kingdoms are ours. Every heart will become ours. Then we won't control by force and by power and by threats the governments of the world. This is what they want to do. Use force and use threats and use all kinds of legislation to win hearts and to win the loyalty of the people. The more they do that, the more disloyal the people are. The more unfaithful. The more there's revolutions and there's turmoil. And the Allah Wallahs, they rule over the hearts of people. Khaja Moinuddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali is there. And look at the hearts that he's ruling over. Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali, Alauddin Sabir Kaleri Rahmatullah Ali. All our great Akabir and Buzruks, the Sahaba Kiram, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. The hearts, divine.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Sehl farma musalsal yaad apni, sehl farma musalsal yaad apni. Khudaya rahma farma dil badal de, khudaya rahma farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte firte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. O my Allah, from the time that I became of age up till now, I have gone through different stages in my life. Which sin is that I have not committed? Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte, aat pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Panjae gham se mujhko chhuda le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte, aat pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, kar de fana sab mere irade, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, kar de fana dil mein mere yaad apni racha de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, dil mein mere yaad apni racha de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah, lete baithe chalte phirte aat pehar ho Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallahu illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ لونگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, تو کتنا پیارا ہے, ہاؤ بیوٹیفل یو آر او مائی اللہ, ہاؤ لونگ اینڈ ہاؤ کیئرنگ اینڈ کمپیشنیٹ یو آر. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, cars to travel around, modes of transport. You are showering your bounties 24 hours upon us. Yet you could have seized us the moment we disobeyed you. Ya Allah, we used your very bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we used our gaze and our sight for your disobedience. Day and night our hearing for your disobedience, our speech for your disobedience, our hands and feet for your disobedience, our heart and mind for your disobedience. Kaun sa gunah hai jo humne nahi kiya? Mere Allah, which sin is that we have not committed? But oh my beloved Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us, something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Oh my Allah, we are turning towards you. We are making ruju towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, nothing else has gathered us here except that we are hopeful of your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are hopeful of your mercy, of your rahmat. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum jaise bhi hai, hum gande hai, nalayak hai, siyakar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gunegar hai, سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے. میرے مولا, بندے ہم تیرے ہے, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Where do we go, oh my beloved Allah? If you turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us, then which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides your support. Ya Allah, ہمارے سوا, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے میرے اللہ, become ours and make us yours. یا اللہ, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. If we don't extend before you, you become displeased, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how loving you are, that you want us to beg of you, and all treasures lie with you. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one else that can give us forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, ye tere qabze mein hai. Mere Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that indeed we are most sinful servants of yours on earth. But O Allah, you are the most forgiving of all. You are the most forgiving of all. Ya Allah, if a person has committed kufr for 99 years of his life, and just one time with ikhlas and sincerity, he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hey, mere pyare Allah, you forgive his kufr of 99 years. Ha, my Allah. Tu kitna pyara khuda. Ya Allah, ab to hame maaf kar de. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, Ya Allah, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, the sins of the entire mankind put together, and just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, it is sufficient to wash away everybody's sins. Mere pyare khuda, the filth of the cities go into the ocean, and just one wave of the ocean and the water is park and clean. Ey mere pyare khuda, to teri rahmat ke samandar ka kya haal hoga? Jab ek boj, jab one wave of your rahmat, ya Allah, is sufficient to wash away all our sins. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks and it blows up huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of sins which are on our shoulders, O my Allah? Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah. O my beloved Allah. Ab tu bata, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kahan? Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. Lekin mere Allah, if you have to chase us from your home, if you have to chase us from your darbar, if you have to reject us, O my Allah, then who is there for us? Then we will face destruction in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Purify and clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires. Where Allah, our hearts have become engulfed with all kinds of evils. Mere Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Din raat hum iske andar, mere pyare khuda, har qisam ki gandagi dalte rehte. We keep on dumping all the filth into these hearts which were supposed to be for your love. Ey Allah, jo tera ghar hona chahiye tha, humne isko butkhana bana diya. Mere Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Clean and purify our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, you have given men the intelligence to transplant hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart. Ey mere pyare khuda, hawa wo his wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Light up our hearts with the noor of Iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of Yaqeen. Light up our hearts with the noor of Tilawat. Light up our hearts with the noor of Zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of Ibadat. Ey mere pyare Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the road that leads to nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan hamare dushman hai. They want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace. In this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. Lekin mere pyare khuda, nafs and shaitan ki tere samne kya taqat. Ya Allah, with your power of jazz, make us yours. Ya Allah, we are trying but we fail. Ya Allah, we make tawbah and break our tawbah. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. But Ya Allah, with your power of jazz, make us yours. Teri quwwate jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. Ey mere pyare Allah. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They were from the kuffar, mushrikeen, yahood, nasara, munafiqeen. But oh Allah, when you gave them hidayat, within seconds they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. میرے اللہ تیری کیا طاقت ہے, تیری کیا قدرت ہے, تیری قوت جذب. اے میرے پیارے خدا, سیکنڈز کے اندر وہ رضی اللہ عنہم و رضو عنہ ہو گئے. You pleased with them and they pleased with you. My beloved Allah, if you could have changed their hearts, what is it difficult for you to change our hearts? میرے اللہ, ہم بیمار ہیں, ہمیں شفا عطا فرما. ہم بیمار ہیں, ہمیں شفا عطا فرما. اے میرے اللہ, remove our sicknesses, illness, diseases, whether people are amongst us here or they are in hospitals or in clinics or in homes or wherever they may be, they are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments. Those who have undergone operations or undergoing operations, Ya Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments. Give them health, give them strength. Ya Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments also. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. There is no shortage in your treasures of halal. Why should we be hasty and go towards haram? Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, our homes on interest, our carpets on interest, our curtains on interest, our furniture on interest, our food and groceries on interest, our clothing on interest. Oh my beloved Allah, then how can we see rahmat and barakat in our homes? And to add to it, oh my beloved Allah, in our homes there's so much of filthy things that have entered. The filthy novels, the filthy magazines. Oh my Allah, the filthy films and the filthy movies. Ha, mere pyare Allah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, if he has to catch our garment and ask us, when we ask him for Jame Kawthar, that my teeth became shaheed in Uhud. I was stoned in Taif. I stood whole night in prayer for you. When I went in, such the intestines of animals were placed on my back. 3 solid years I was ostracized and boycotted. So much of sacrifices were made so that Islam and Iman may reach you. Is this the appreciation that you showed for my sacrifices? Mere Allah, if he has to ask us that when my deen was leaving your lives, leaving your homes, leaving your children, leaving your environment, what concern and fikr did you show for that deen? Mere Allah, hum kya jawab denge? Ya Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that a few meters away from your resting place, the filthiest of films can be seen in those hotels, which were at one time the homes of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, where there was tahajjud, ishraq and chasht, where there was tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif, where there was Qur'an and Sunnah in practice. Ya Allah, when he's informed that a few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, the filthiest of music can be heard, and the filthiest of films can be seen, and all kinds of sins and vices are being indulged in. Mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ko hum kitni takleef pohuncha. How much of pain and injury we are causing to him. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the courage to throw out of our lives all sins and vices and evils. Ya Allah, give us the taste and the enjoyment of your qurb, of your marifat, of your yaqeen. Ya Allah, hame bhi kuch lazzat aur maza de le. Ya Allah, tere naam ke andar hame maza a jaye. Ay mere Allah, hamare dil ke andar mithas a jaye. Ya Allah, we enjoy the sweetness of Iman in our hearts, so that we may distance ourselves from all sins, for the hatred of sins in our hearts. Keep us away from all places of evil, O my Allah. Ya Allah, become happy and pleased with us. Humse razi ho ja. Give us such a bond with you, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you that our heart enjoys the waves. The waves of your muhabbat when they flow in our hearts. Ay mere Allah, we get the sweetness of Iman. Ey mere Allah, teri muhabbat ata farma. Give us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children.
those who have children but are gone onto drinks and drugs and vices, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Ay mere pyare Khuda, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty-stricken, give them wealth. Allah, protect us from the fitnas of this world, fitnas of the qabr, fitnas of the akhirat. Fitnas are lashing at us. The storms of fitnas are lashing at us. From in front of us, behind us, right, left, above, beneath. Ha, mere Allah. Charo taraf fitne hi fitne. Hum kidhar jaye, mere Mawla. If you are not going to protect us, who is going to protect us? Mere Allah hamara ban ja. Aur hume apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hoon. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hoon. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hoon. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yahi raat din mein dua maangta hoon. Yehi raat din mein dua maangta hoon. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests, the trials of the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, we know it is because of our sins that we are suffering. But forgive the entire Ummah. Your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. We will become happy. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki bakhshish kar de. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems. Especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, ay mere Allah, throughout the world the Ummah is suffering all kinds of harassment and persecution and torture and problems. Mere Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they made up their minds that they will never accept and they will continue with the persecution and torture, then oh my Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Allah, send gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to quake and swallow them up. O my beloved Allah, create division and disunity amongst them. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Ey mere Allah, tu unko fana aur barbaad kar de. Ya Allah, mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Hamari masajid, madaris, khanqa, tabligh o daawat ki mehnat, darul uloom, sab ki hifazat farma. اے اللہ, جتنے بھی دینی کام ہیں سب کو قبول فرما. دین کے کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص عطا فرما. میرے اللہ, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. یا اللہ, موت سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ نصیب فرما. او مائی اللہ, اے ڈے از گوئنگ ٹو کم ان اور لائفز. یا اللہ, اور ٹنگز ول بی سائلنسڈ, اور آئیز ول سی نو مور, our ears will hear no more, our hands will touch no more, our lips will kiss no more, our feet will walk no more. Oh my Allah, all those haram actions that we are indulging in will all come to an end. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. The water of Mayyat will be poured above our bodies. Ya Allah, nothing will be left on us. Our rings will be removed. Our watches will be removed. Even our false teeth will be removed. The bangles from the ladies' hands will be removed. The fashionable dresses and our fashionable clothing, if they are tight-fitting, will be sliced with scissors and removed. Mere Allah, bekasi ka alam hoga. The only thing that will help will be our good deeds, which we have nothing to our credit. Mere Allah, the life that is gone is gone. But before our janaza proceeds on the shoulders of others, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sin. Ya Allah, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a prostitute quarter. Don't let the angel of death find us committing adultery or fornication, bottle of wine or popping drugs in our mouth, or in any kind of haram establishment or place. Bere Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Madina Tayyibah mein, Ramzan Sharif ke mahine mein, Laylatul Qadr mein, Juma ki shab, and the Roza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Hamari roo jubti hui tere paas a jaye. Mere Allah, our soul was depart, coming dancing towards you, enjoying the trip towards you. Ey mere Allah, teri didar ke shok mein roo bhi jhoomti rahe. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. With 124,000 companions, how much he prayed for us, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our grandchildren with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, family members, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, jo humne manga, wo bhi ata farma. Aur jo nahi manga, wo bhi ata farma. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. The best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, hamari dua'o ko Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein qubool farma. Ya Allah, qubool farma. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of the people who have raised their hands this part of the night in this masjid or the madrasa or whoever has raised his hands or her hands. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good desires that are in their hearts. Ya Allah, unki nek murado ko pura kar de. Fulfill all their good desires. Whatever the good desire is, Ya Allah, fulfill those good desires. Mere Allah, qubool kar le. Qubool kar le. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين